Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Patients Come Second by Paul Spiegelman explores a counterintuitive idea in healthcare leadership. The fastest route to better patient outcomes is to put employees first. Drawing on the author's experience building and scaling a mission-driven organization, the book frames culture as the operating system of care, not a side project. It argues that policies, metrics, and process improvement matter, but they only reach their potential when leaders create trust, clarity, and belonging for the people delivering care every day. Readers are guided through practical ways to reshape leadership habits, communication norms, and accountability so that frontline teams can consistently do their best work. The focus is not on generic inspiration, but on organizational change that can be felt on units, clinics, and support departments. By linking engagement to safety, quality, and service, the book positions leadership as a daily practice that converts values into behavior, and behavior into patient experiences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the employee's first principle as a patient care strategy. A central theme is that patient satisfaction and clinical excellence are downstream results of how an organization treats its people. The book presents the employee's first principle as a discipline strategy rather than a feel-good slogan. When staff feel respected, informed, and supported, they are more likely to collaborate, speak up about risks, and bring discretionary effort to difficult situations. In healthcare, where complexity and urgency are routine, that extra level of engagement can influence safety events, communication breakdowns, and the consistency of compassionate service. The discussion connects culture to measurable outcomes by highlighting how burnout, turnover, and chronic understaffing undermine reliability at the bedside. Instead of treating engagement as an HR issue, leadership is framed as the lever that shapes the environment people work in. The book also emphasizes that employees first does not mean patients are ignored. It means leaders focus on the conditions that enable excellent care, psychological safety, stable teams, clear expectations, and leaders who remove barriers quickly. This topic sets the stage for the rest of the book by redefining what it means to prioritize patients in practice. Secondly, culture design through values, behaviors, and consistency. The book treats culture as something leaders intentionally design and reinforce, not something that happens accidentally. It emphasizes translating values into observable behaviors that can be coached, recognized, and evaluated. In healthcare organizations, values can become generic posters unless leaders specify what they look like in daily interactions, how clinicians communicate across disciplines, how managers respond to errors, and how teams handle conflict or overload. The narrative highlights the importance of consistency because culture is built when employees see the same standards applied during calm periods and crises. This includes aligning hiring, onboarding, training, and recognition with the organization's stated purpose. Leaders are encouraged to use rituals and routines that keep the mission vivid, such as structured huddles, deliberate rounding, and regular storytelling that celebrates service, teamwork, and problem-solving. Another emphasis is that culture must be lived at every level, not only by executives. When supervisors and charge nurses mirror the same expectations, staff experience culture as real. This topic explains why change initiatives often fail. If the underlying cultural signals reward speed over safety or silence over candor, the system will drift back to old habits. Thirdly, leadership behaviors that build trust and psychological safety. A recurring message is that leadership is less about authority and more about the behaviors that shape how safe people feel to speak, question, and improve. The book focuses on trust as the foundation for change, particularly in environments where clinicians and staff face high stakes and limited time. Leaders are challenged to listen actively, communicate transparently, and respond predictably to concerns. Psychological safety matters because it affects whether staff report near misses, admit uncertainty, or escalate issues early. Without it, teams hide problems until they become harm events, and improvement becomes reactive rather than proactive. The book's perspective is that small leadership choices compound, whether leaders keep commitments, share information, recognize effort, and model humility. It also underscores the idea that respect is operational, shown through how meetings are run, how decisions are explained, and how leaders engage those closest to the work. When staff believe leadership will support them, they are more likely to embrace change, experiment with better workflows, and collaborate across silos. This topic frames leadership not as charisma, but as a set of repeatable practices that directly influence quality, safety, and the patient experience. Fourthly, operationalizing change, feedback loops, accountability, and barrier removal. The book argues that culture and compassion must be paired with execution. Leaders can create momentum by establishing feedback loops that make problems visible and solvable. In healthcare settings, frontline employees often know what needs to change but lack the authority or resources to fix it. The book emphasizes a leadership role that removes barriers quickly, whether those barriers are broken processes, unclear policies, staffing mismatches, or technology friction. Accountability is presented as supportive and clarifying rather than punitive. Teams need to know what good performance looks like, how it is measured, and how leaders will respond when results fall short. Another focus is building systems that encourage continuous improvement, so staff can propose changes, test them, and share learning without fear. This topic also highlights the importance of aligning incentives with desired behaviors. If leaders praise patient-centeredness but reward volume above all else, the organization sends mixed signals. By creating reliable mechanisms for surfacing issues, prioritizing them, and closing the loop, leaders show respect for staff time and insights. That operational discipline reinforces trust and helps change stick beyond a single initiative or leader. Lastly, sustaining a mission-driven organization across growth and complexity. As organizations grow, complexity increases and culture can dilute. The book addresses the challenge of scaling a mission-driven approach without losing the human element. It emphasizes clarity of purpose and the need for leaders at all levels to act as culture carriers. Sustaining the employees first philosophy requires reinforcing it through leadership development, succession planning, and standardized expectations for how managers lead. The discussion also points to the risk of initiative overload in healthcare, where multiple programs compete for attention. A mission-driven approach helps teams decide what matters most and how to prioritize improvement work. Another element is resilience, both organizational and individual. Leaders can support resilience by reducing unnecessary friction, ensuring fair workloads, and acknowledging emotional strain while also maintaining high standards. The book encourages leaders to create structures that keep people connected to meaning, such as celebrating outcomes, patient impact, and team achievements. It also argues that sustainability depends on measuring what truly matters, including engagement, retention, and service quality, not just financial metrics. This topic ties together culture, operations, and leadership, showing how organizations can remain high-performing and humane even as they expand and face pressure. In conclusion, this book is best suited for healthcare leaders, managers, clinicians, moving into supervisory roles, and anyone responsible for patient experience, quality, or organizational culture. It is also valuable for executives in other service industries where outcomes depend on frontline performance and human connection. Readers can benefit because the book reframes leadership as a practical pathway to better care, not an abstract ideal. By focusing on the daily conditions that shape staff behavior, it helps leaders reduce burnout drivers, strengthen teamwork, and build the kind of trust that improves safety and service. The employee's first lens can also improve retention and engagement, which directly affects continuity of care and operational stability. Compared to similar leadership and patient experience books, it stands out for its clear emphasis on culture as an operational advantage, linking people practices to patient outcomes without treating them as separate domains. Instead of offering only general motivation, it highlights the leadership habits and systems that make values real, consistent communication, barrier removal, and accountability that supports learning. For organizations seeking sustainable change rather than a temporary initiative, it is a worthwhile purchase and a practical guide for leading with purpose. If you would like to support Paul Spiegelman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.